أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحيم. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا وسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لهم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. صدق الله
العظيم. This verse that Allah Ta'ala is addressing us in, Ya Ayyuhan Nas. In other words, Allah Ta'ala addresses every single person, all people. And in this are included the people who have no faith, those who have iman, and also the munafiqs, the hypocrites. All three groupings are being addressed. Allah Ta'ala is addressing them directly. And here, that the address, the announcement Allah Ta'ala is making, Allah has made it clear Allah Ta'ala says clearly, فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, do not set up rivalry with Allah, do not do shirk, do not challenge Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah, do not do shirk, do not commit rivalry. Allah is inviting towards oneness, His oneness. And who is Allah addressing? Who is Allah addressing? Ya ayyuhan nas, not just those who have no iman, not just those who have no faith, every human being. It's such a big sin that there's no sin worse than shirk, bigger than shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives every sin, but Allah Ta'ala does not forgive the mushriks, as long as they do not do tawbah from their shirk. That Allah Ta'ala purifies all sins, Allah Ta'ala forgives all sins, Allah Ta'ala will purify all the sins in Jahannam and send a person into Jannah, but a mushrik will forever and evermore stay in Jahannam. That's how big a sin it is. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu asked the Holy Prophet, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu narrates this hadith, that an individual asked, that what is the biggest sin in the eyes of Allah, close to Allah, what is the biggest sin, the worst sin? A brilliant question for those people who are close, who want to get close, so that if we realize that this is the worst sin, biggest sin, then even if a person spends his whole life, he should try to not implement the sin. A very big question that was asked, subhanAllah, for the whole of humanity was this question. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for Allah, which is the worst sin? Why? Obviously, why is it being asked? Not for him to increase his ilm, knowledge, so I'll write a book upon this. Technical points, I'll give a lecture. No, he had fear of Allah, that somehow I don't want my Rabb, my Lord, to be displeased with me. So to be saved from all sins, directly he posed a question to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please tell us, what is that sin, the biggest sin, the worst sin, which will cause Allah's displeasure? So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, subhanallah, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the worst sin is that do not commit shirk, do not ascribe any partner to Allah, do not commit rivalry with Allah. SubhanAllah. فَلَا تَجْعَلُوا لِلَّهِ أَنْدَادًا وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala has created you. SubhanAllah. What a beautiful point here. That you are the khalq, you are not the khaliq. Allah is the khaliq, and you are the khalq. Allah is the creator and you have been created. So the creator, how can the one who's created oppose and challenge the creator? How can we stand stubbornly in front of Allah? What a big warning that could you be created yourself? That today you do shirk with Allah. Could you have come into this world just like that? Were you in existence before? Where were you before, after 10, 12 years, you had gained maturity after being born into the world? It takes 10, 12 years for maturity and understanding to come into your mind. And you're doing shirk with Allah. Don't do shirk with Allah. Another hadith, the meaning of the hadith is such that even if your pieces are made, but don't do shirk with Allah. Even if you are in that worst situation, but don't do shirk with Allah. Do you understand, brothers? So Allah is addressing all three categories, groupings of people. Those without faith, with faith, and the hypocrite. So he who has done shirk with Allah, then he is a disbeliever. He is a disbeliever. And shaitan, he flows like blood in the veins of the person. Hadith states this. And what does he do, shaitan? His biggest mission, shaitan's biggest mission, is to do shirk with Allah. Why? That's why. Because he won't succeed. Allah is so displeased with him, Allah will never forgive him unless he does tawbah. If he doesn't come back from his shirk and leave his sin. So anyway, shaitan knows that a human being, if he does shirk, Allah will never accept him or forgive him unless he does tawbah from his shirk. So shaitan works hard all life long. The person is created by Allah and then he does shirk. Commit shirk. He starts to worship things that he's made, but submit and bow to things he's made. He starts to prostrate to flowers or trees. He starts to do prostration, sujood, to the soil, earth, rocks, different species of trees. Any dangerous animal, he'll be afraid of the animal and he'll prostrate. The cow, buffalo, he'll prostrate. Prostrate in front of the snake. He'll make the sun his lord. There's no basis of life. There's no structure of life. He'll leave the asal, Allah, real, and shaitan makes him do such a big sin. And then Allah says, what a great point. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Allah says, you can fly planes. You can manufacture ships that sail on the seas. You have science. And you're advanced scientifically, you launch rockets into space, and you don't have the understanding that you are prostrating to a flower, an animal, a snake, or a scorpion, or a tree. Then how can this akal come into? He becomes so foolish when he starts to do shirk. He starts to drink urine. Allah says, when you know better. Allah says that you start to prostrate to human beings, maybe you consider stronger than you. You start to think of the prophets as God. In other words, shaitan makes the human being a waster. When he starts to think and do the actions of shirk, he gets confused. With his own hands, he'll make some idol and he'll put it into his pocket. And he's made himself, manufactured himself. He's picked up the soil and solidified that structure, made the idol and worship. How a person's brain is overwhelmed. Because shirk and disbelief is a big punishment for that. So shirk is a very big sin. And the punishment for shirk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive everybody, but the mushrik will not be forgiven. Now, because Allah has addressed the whole of mankind, Ya ayyuhan nas. And when Allah Ta'ala has said, hey, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, O people. So a Muslim with iman can do shirk, because Allah has addressed all three here. Who are the three groupings? Allah Ta'ala is addressing the kafir, those who disbelieve. So it's clear that he's doing shirk. He's not hidden. And then there's a person with iman, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. He prays salah, he goes to salah, he prostrates, he gives adhan, he goes to Hajj Umrah. So the person of iman, because he's doing all of these worship actions, he does the qurbani sacrifice at the time of Eid al-Adha, he does all of the practices of Islam. Allah Ta'ala has also included him in this message. So how does this person commit shirk? Can he do shirk? The person who believes and worships and practices, but Allah Ta'ala has announced that all three groupings. So the first group, disbelief, their shirk is clear. So how can the person with iman become a mushrik? How can he commit shirk? There is also a Muslim, a person who says he has iman, also does shirk. Why has it been explained so that we can be saved from this? We can prevent this from coming into life. You know, riya, showing off, kibar, pride, these are parts of shirk, is stated in the hadith. The person, for example, the disbeliever, he is doing shirki akbar, shirki akbar. And the person with iman is doing shirki asghar, that is also shirk. What shirk is that? Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu stated in a hadith, this hadith in Tabarani, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated that and the hereafter, with regards to the deeds related to the hereafter, he doesn't pay attention to them, rather he pays more attention to the dunya. Listen to this. The person who doesn't pay attention to the deeds of the hereafter, salah, sadaqah, dhikr, doing bayah at the hands of a wali Allah, becoming a hafidh, a qari, an alim, a scholar, you've become a scholar. All of these are deeds related to the hereafter, umrah, hajj, whoever. He doesn't have the niyyah of hereafter when he's doing all these deeds. Allah allows him to worship, but his niyyah is not hereafter when he does this. Rather, his niyyah is world, dunya. I've heard from my own ears, one person said to his brother, he said, look, I've become an alim. Foolish person, you should also become alim. Everyone will come after you in the dunya. People will respect you, stand for you, hold you in respect and awe. And it's stated that the person who does the deeds of the hereafter, a person who does the deeds of the hereafter but with the intention of the world, intention to gain world, I want respect and esteem and people running after me, I'll give speeches, wah, wah, yeah, yeah, etc. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, now listen, that person, the all of the heavens and the earth, he is recognized as la'anati, wretched and cursed. He is, by all of the universe, the creation, everyone in the heavens and earth knows that this person is wretched and cursed. Despite that person, Allah is giving him Quran, ulum, knowledge, hadith, salah, hajj, umrah, and he does big deeds, great deeds, the dhikr of Allah. Tell me. But, his intention is dunya. I want dunya to react to me and see me. So he is written as the curse, recorded as the curse, recognizes the curse and wretched person in the heavens and the earth. Allah Ta'ala says, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, this is a sahih hadith in Bayhaqi. This hadith is in Bayhaqi. That in the with regards to the hereafter, a person who seeks fame in the world by implementing hereafter deeds related to the hereafter, he's seeking fame in the world, he is dalil, he is wretched and he's lost, and his name is written on hell, and his face is disfigured, and his name is spoilt. Allahu Akbar. This hadith, Tabarani, not Bayhaqi, sorry, Tabarani. In other words, big punishment, a person who has intention for gain and fame and pomp and glory in the world, that people respect him, they hold him in, with a high rank, but his name is recorded in the list of the people of hell, his face is disfigured and his name is spoiled and he's made dalil and wretched and cursed. What a big punishment for shirk. Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, O mankind, may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to be saved, my brothers, ajeeb, what a point, a strange point, despite Allah Ta'ala giving us all the amal, our deeds, as Shaddad bin Aws radiallahu anhu stated, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, a person who prays salah, sadaqah, fasting, all the deeds he implements, for showing people is the words, look at the words of the hadith, Bayhaqi hadith. The narrator has a Shaddad bin Aws radiyallahu anhu, companion, may Allah be pleased with him, noble companion, that the beloved of the Lord of the world stated that a person who prays, does fasting, sadaqah, and does all these deeds for showing people, if all of this is for showing, then he becomes a mushrik. If he has done all of these deeds for show, to gain fame and recognition, then he becomes a mushrik, and the hereafter he'll stand as a mushrik. So this is the clear announcement, lesson to the mu'mineen. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ Allah says in the Quran, don't you know? You know better. Allah says, when you know better, why are you doing these things? Does these hadith not have an effect on you? Don't they put fear into you? And you run after the recognition of the world, of people? In Muslim, in Nisa'i, there's a very lengthy event, a hadith that's mentioning this. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated on the day of judgment, what a massive example, and the big examples of people in this hadith. You can't imagine the world, a hafidh, shaheed, and a wealthy person who spends. Yes, the person who goes in Allah's path, expeditions. Yes, name of hafidh, fame, famous people in whose heart is the Quran, subhanallah. Everyone, he recites the Quran to the people of the world, taraweeh. Allah's given him a high status, rank. Yes, so shaheed is a high rank. Person who spends in Allah's way, high rank. Imagine, think how the people of the world praise him, recognize him. Yes, rewards that are waiting for those people. Hadith, they are mentioning this, that the hafiz, the reward he'll get in the grave, his body will not decay. What rewards? But how does he waste it, the hafiz? That he contaminates it with dunya, world, material. This dunya is very wretched. When shaitan flows in the veins, he makes the people into kafir or mushrik. His invitation, his effort is more on the people with iman. Because he makes people, the mu'mins, implement shirk in a way that they cannot imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, to the hafidh, the shaheed, to the wealthy person, Allah will question. Allah will say, despite their deeds, to the hafidh the Quran, He'll say, Allah, for it's your kitab, the Quran, and I memorized it, I did hifz. And this Quran that was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I day and night then read this, recited the Quran, memorized it. He'll say this to Allah, present his deeds. Allah, this kitab, your kitab that was revealed to your Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your kalam, I did hifth of it, memorized it, and day and night I recited it in tarawees, recited 15 juz, 20 juz, 10 juz, paras. Allah ta'ala will say, you are a liar. You are lying. You did not read the Quran for me. Rather, you did this for your own recognition and fame. You didn't recite for me. Allahu Akbar. So, for whom you read this, you became famous. Qari sahib, this sahib, that sahib. You became famous. That was your objective. That's finished now. You didn't read or memorize for me. So how can you present this to me as a deed? And then Allah will ask the wealthy person that this sadaqah, khairat, money you gave to so-called good causes, etc. Yeah, Gigi Allah, yes. I had money, I gave sadaqah, charity, the money you gave to me, I spent it in your way. Allah will say, you are a liar. You are the kadhib, yakdibun. You didn't do this for me. Who did you do this for? Yourself, for your fame, recognition. And we need to think about this deeply. Extensively. People call me sakhi, generous. Oh, look at this sister who spends for people. This man, he's sakhi, generous. So have you heard the praise of people? That's what you wanted. End of story. Shaheed. Shaheed, imagine his status. His rank, who gives himself for Allah. End of story. He will come present and he'll be asked, Allah, in your way I gave my own life. Allah, I gave everything for you. I spent my time for you. He'll be hopeful that he will give everything. Allah will say, you're a liar. This life, you did not do it for myself. Rather, you wanted people to call you brave and courageous and recognize you. Oh, he was brave, he was courageous, he did everything. That's why you did this, for your fame and recognition. You got that worldly recognition, you got the titles that you wanted. And then listen, that he says, then all three people, these three groups, whoever is in that group, all three groupings, they... First, these people who do actions for show, they will be thrown into Jahannam first. These three people who showed off, wanted recognition, who did shirk, mushriks, shirki asghar, what will happen? First and foremost, in hell, they will be tipped towards hell. And after throwing them into hell, then they will be thrown across the mouth of hell. Allah, and then they will be dragged from their mouths. May Allah Ta'ala forgive. Brothers, we need to think about this. This is the Quran. What clear, transparent teachings and learnings. clear and transparent, straightforward. Third point, Munafiq comes. He also is addressed here, Ya ayyuhan nas. So we have the person who rejects faith, we have the person with iman, we've just gone through his examples, haven't we? The person who's the Muslim. What about the Munafiq? His situation, he's done such a big shirk that there's no limit to it. His hypocrisy itself. He has done such a bad action of shirk, which is his problem, that we cannot imagine. What's that? That he stood in salah praying. He said, Allah, I, maghdub and daleen, Allah, save me from them. I seek refuge from the maghdub and the daleen, the wretched and the cursed people. Well, this is what we say, Allah, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wala daleen, maghdubi alayhim wala daleen. I don't want to follow this path, Allah. All lifelong, home, outside, wife, children, wherever he is, in and out, etc., his actions are according to maghdub and daleen. He's saying in salah, refuge, but 100% solidly is with them. No action of his that does not relate to maghdub and the daleen. No action of his life is it that is away from maghdub and daleen. What a big hypocrite. He stands in salah and requests this, and his actions actually carry out the opposite. He is such a double-faced person, forget about shirk. There's no limit. Openly, flagrantly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sharia and Sunnah, he dislikes and hates him. And he demonstrates that maghdub, daleen, he prefers them. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's path and ways, I won't accept his face, his appearance, the way the sisters observe parda, segregation, how they define to stay at home. I won't keep my household like that. I won't follow that lifestyle. No, my children, no, my son, no, my daughter. And openly, they declare, the munafiq, he doesn't hide like the person. He openly, even the mu'min, for example, after doing riyah, for example, he hides, but there, his situation will be unraveled. So the two-faced people, yes, so the people who reject faith and the munafiq, openly, flagrantly, blatantly going to their homes, try speaking to them, maghdub, daleen, they're with them, running after them. With them, openly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sunnah and sharia, they criticize it, they mock it, degrade it, laugh at it. How? If they don't say from their tongue, then amlan, practically, look what we're doing, what the maghdub do, look, we're standing like this, like the daleen used to stand. This is how we eating, drinking, standing, sitting, going, moving, out, in and out. We want progression in the world. We don't know about akhirah. We need advancement in the world. We need recognition. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may He save us from these diseases. May Allah ta'ala protect us from this illness, from this mirage. The world has tricked them. Oh, he's sakhi, generous. He's doing this for Islam. And he's achieved the whole world today. Three groupings. And the group that is less in number and population, the least in number, is those who... One, we have those, we have the shirk akbar, and then we have the mu'mins do shirki asgar, and the munafiq who does nifaq. Such a person today in this world, such a group, I tell you, they'll be like if the whole sea just a drop in the ocean, who are not doing this. Those who say we don't have iman, those who are say we're mu'min and they do shirki asgar, or the munafiqs. And if this is the case, that there's most of these people, then why will Allah Ta'ala's adab not come? Why will ibadah not be taken from Allah? Nothing at the moment, Allah's given a chance. Wallahi, otherwise our situation will be what? That we're not even capable, that Allah Ta'ala's rizq, that we can even partake of it. Allah so Rahim, Kareem, He's given us chances. Opportunities, such a great opportunity, alhamdulillah, that Allah Ta'ala says, openly I'm reading the Quran at the moment, Allah is allowing me, enabling me to recite it in my life. Maybe in this way I've never read the Quran. I'm telling you the truth. For this reason, that inside, so that hypocrisy can come out of me, shirk can come out of me, so that showing off can come out of me, pride can come out of me. How great the Quran is teaching us, if Allah Ta'ala has given us that mode, the way. So we shouldn't run from these words, from these teachings. We shouldn't cry and get scared and afraid. This is Islah, reformation. If today, subhanAllah, you make a pact, or you make a firm resolve, subhanAllah, that for example, can there be a person in the world that if openly with a young girl under the skies, lies down with her and does zina? Tell me. The earth and the heavens shake on this action. Tell me, a young child, a person's doing zina openly, and he tries to do something forcefully with the young child, and then he asks to Allah for forgiveness, and Allah Ta'ala can forgive. Allah is so kareem. Allah is so merciful. His fadl is everywhere. His generosity, His grace, despite major sins. If you ask Allah for forgiveness, if you're sincere, and Allah will forgive. But shaitan, he runs in our veins like the blood flows, and we don't even dare to ask Allah for forgiveness. We don't do tawbah. This is Quran, but it's not me. The whole Quran is telling us, is teaching us, explaining to us what beautiful points. Allahu Akbar. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون. Subhanallah. What a great verse. Allah says, don't do shirk. Don't show off. Don't demonstrate hypocrisy. You know what will occur. You know. But shaitan, he has overwhelmed your brains. He has diminished your thought process. Allah says, you know what is better. But your yaqeen doesn't allow you to understand what will happen to you. Today we'll hear the Quran. No. This can't happen to us. No. Oh, it's not that strict. Oh, no. This is not the reality. It's just words. Islam's not that rigid. How can you say this is going to happen? Allah is not that severe. No. We have to live with the times. Our nafs will not accept. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Even though ye know better, but shaitan won't allow you to have certainty and accept this. When the jolt and shaking of death will arrive, then you'll understand. What a beautiful style in a way Allah Ta'ala has explained. Allah says, I have made for you, appointed the earth a resting place for you. Listen to the Quran. Listen to the Quran. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has in a beautiful way given an example to teach us. Allah says that look how, what a quality Allah has put into the earth if we pay attention. Allah's kitab is full of hikmahs. In every word there are oceans of knowledge. Oceans of knowledge in every word. Oceans in the every word, oceans of ma'rifat and knowledge. Look at the example Allah has given in a beautiful way. Allah says, look at the earth. Three examples Allah gives: the earth and the sky and also the rain, water. Three things have been mentioned in this ayah, in this verse. Subhanallah. Three qualities are different. Three conditions are different. Look, after explaining, Allah says, shirk, Akbar, Asgar, Nifaq, three diseases after explaining these. Allah says, if you, subhanallah, if you, ja'ala lakum al-ardha firashan, Allah says, if you become the way I've made the earth, how have I made the earth? Firashan, wassama, Allah says, that I've laid it out for you, resting place for you, nice and clean and soft and warm, a resting place. Yeah, like a mattress, isn't it? So Allah says, the quality of the earth, the quality of it, that you cannot imagine how great is the quality of the earth that I've made for you. Allah says that this earth that we sit on, stand on, move on has such a high rank. Allah has elevated, glorified, given the respect to the earth, the qualities of the, look at the specialities of the earth. It has unique properties, has the earth's crust. The earth's crust is so unique. All of the Anbiya, the Prophets, honorable, graceful bodies are laid to rest in the earth. And then Imamul Anbiya, Subhanallah, the Holy Prophet, and with him Farooq, with him Siddiq, and Hujra Aisha. Where are all of these great people? Yes, are they on the first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven? No, they're in the earth. Subhanallah. How respectful is the earth? Yes, Allah Ta'ala has made the earth so respectful, so honorable, so sacred. The Allah Ta'ala says that to prostrate, Allah says when you prostrate, the best position of worship, Allah says when a person submits to his Lord, rubs his forehead on what? On the earth, on the ground. Allah prefers the ground, the earth. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam does lengthy prostration on the dusty soil and there's rain falling, it's muddy, and the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's honorable forehead is doing sujood on that earth, on the crust of the earth. Subhanallah. May we give our all for his blessed and honorable forehead. How Rasulullah used to prostrate and pray on the earth. Where did he sit? On the earth. Tell me. What honor Allah has given to the earth, to the ground. How much honor, Allah has given respect, that the arsh, the throne, that where the Prophet ﷺ is lying down, resting in his resting place, and his noble companions are in their resting place. What a great status Allah has given. Why? What's the reason? Allah has given now the example. Listen carefully. Think. SubhanAllah. So listen clearly and carefully to the discussion points. After explaining the sins that we've learned today, look how Allah Ta'ala is bringing the person to a solution. Allah says, why have I given a high status to the earth? Why not to the heavens? Why not to the sky? Why don't I give the higher rank to the sky? Why did I give a big rank and status and honor to the earth? What's the property of the earth? What's the quality of the earth? SubhanAllah. The property of the earth, the quality of the earth is so brilliant. Whoever has this quality property, then he also will get the honor and the rank and the glory of the earth. And what is the property of the earth? The Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting in the earth. So a person who has that property, that's in the earth, what's that? Then the Holy Prophet will embrace that person on the day of resurrection. SubhanAllah. Just like the earth has allowed just like the Holy Prophet's blessed and honorable body, Sharifa, is laying down on the earth, then the person who treats the earth correctly, in the final words of the Holy Prophet, he said, I will lay down on this earth and I'll rise from here on the day of resurrection. Why did he like this? If this property is ingrained in a human being, developed, then he will have qurb, nearness to the Prophet, just like the Holy Prophet had the nearness to the earth. And what was that? The Holy Prophet said, there's a property of the earth, the quality. مَنْ تَوَازَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعُ اللَّهِ SubhanAllah. The earth has a special property that has extreme humility, extreme humbleness. The sky is above 1, 2, 3, 4, all in the air above, but the earth is beneath us. Soil, earth, dirt, and humility, lowliness, humility. We urinate on the earth, we excrete on the earth, animals urinate on the earth, excrete on the earth, so we spit on the earth, all dirty actions we do on the earth, SubhanAllah. But despite that, what does the earth do? SubhanAllah. It provides, all of our rizq comes from the earth. Apples, bananas, mashallah, different fruits and wheat and vegetables, all the sustenance from the earth. The earth says, you can do bad to me, but I'm so humble and my humility says and demands that I provide to you. SubhanAllah. The Quran says this humility. وَانْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah's kitab, the points in the Quran, Allah's kalam, one word is not without any meaning in the Quran. Allah hasn't given an example of the earth for nothing. Allah Ta'ala hasn't just put these words in there for nothing. Allah hasn't mentioned this for nothing, that I'll just bypass this. There's no meaning. No, we don't have a habit of bypassing. Every word, I stop it. Every letter of the Quran, I stop. Until Allah Ta'ala doesn't allow the understanding to come into my heart, I don't move ahead. Wallahi, I was reading this verse, and I looked at it, I said, I will not move until this point does not come into my heart. Why is the earth? Why is there the sky? What is it Allah Ta'ala has created? So Allah Ta'ala explains. First Allah explained the sins if you're doing kufr, if you don't believe. Or number two grouping, if you are showing off, if you're a person who believes. Or third, if you're a munafi, hypocrite, then what's your hal? What will happen? Allah says, if you become humble and embrace humility, lowliness, just like my earth, Allah has explained the high grade of the earth. There was nothing as any higher grade than the earth. Imagine the status, the rank in which the Holy Prophet ﷺ is lying down. End of story. Even the arsh is proud, envious, you could say, that malaika have to come down to the earth. The earth doesn't go up to the sky. Why? Because the earth is proud. I have Imamul Anbiya. If you want to come, you come down to me to see me, but you have to come to me. So everybody has to come. Jibreel as-salam, Mikael as-salam, Israfil, all the great angels have to come to the earth to carry out their tasks. So as humility and humbleness, but it's great and has a high rank. SubhanAllah. مَنْ تَوَازَ لِلَّهِ. SubhanAllah. How does a person achieve greatness? That individual who embraces humility for the sake of Allah, Allah Ta'ala gives that person a very lofty rank. Then the world, nobody has more respect than him. Just like the earth is in front of you and hereafter, nobody will have a higher rank and status than him or her, because humility and the humbleness, the amount the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, nobody had comparable to that. Nobody. So the highest rank, the high status, lofty status will be whose? SubhanAllah. Imamul Anbiya, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because that was the quality, the property of the earth, the humility, the humbleness, lowliness, simplicity. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is laying down his resting places in the earth. So when a person, he develops humility. Hazrat Sayyidina Rafai rahmatullahi, great pious elder, Wali Allah, and he was living at the time of Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi. They lived in the same generation. So he went, he presented himself to Ziyarah, the holy grave of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sheikh Rafai rahmatullahi. And he had a desire that, oh, it would be so nice if I could shake the hand of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart. Fakir. Soon as this thought came into his heart, since from the Rawda Mubarak, the holy grave, the holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam extended his hand and said, shake my hand. At that time, all the people were present there who came for Ziyarah, all witnessed this, saw this, the holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's blessed hand. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa maulana. The hand was extended out. He did Ziyarah. A fakir, due to a devotee, the whole world, the people at that time, they saw this, they witnessed this event. Subhanallah. So look at his humility and his humbleness when this event occurred, such a massive, brilliant event that never took place in history. He immediately left out of Masjid Nabawi. He laid at the door and he said to people, kick me, whatever, whoever passes me is lazim essential, you kick me. Why? Because my nafs, I don't want my nafs to become big and fat, and I don't want to become proud and show off. I don't want riya, subhanallah. He said, I'm nothing, I have no achievement. Come pass me, kick me, and belittle me. As a Sheikh Ahmad Rafai, rahmatullah, whose life passed like this, he said, my friends, that my life I've spent, I've given my efforts, and no path have I left, no stone have I left unturned, that I did not experience, and after experiencing, I made efforts and mujahidat and Allah's barakat, I realized that this is the right path. There was nothing lacking in my path. In my efforts, I adopted all the practices of siddq, honesty, sincerity. But I will remind you again and tell you again, subhanallah, humility and loneliness and humbleness, I have not seen any other practice apart from these that can take you to the nearness of Allah, make you the beloved of Allah. Humility. Lowering yourself, belittling yourself. So he attained this maqam due to humility. Yes, sincerity. This is the function of the walis of Allah. And when we attain something in the world, our necks extend, our heads get big, and we forget how to walk. Probably if we get a little bit of status in the world, we get big heads, noses sticking up in the air, until three or four don't run behind me, sidekicks. I don't get satisfaction. Hazrat Abu Bakr Sadiq radiallahu anhu. Look, the example comes to us. He said that I am grateful to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gave me that path, showed me that path through which I attained Allah. Allahu Akbar. He said, I'm grateful to Allah that I've attained that path. Allah explained that path to me by which I've attained my Lord's nearness, all the maqams, the statuses. And that was the method of humility, simplicity. Allah Ta'ala gave me this practice. Being humble. He was Sadiq Akbar. Sometimes he said to the leaves of the tree, you are better. To the birds, you are better. To the earth and the ground, you are better. Every noble companion had this great property and quality. The Prophet ﷺ polished. As Umar radiallahu anhu, he didn't just get this status that today he is laying down at the side of the Prophet ﷺ. He had tawaza, humility. What was his humility? Humbleness. That he, when he was the Khalifa, he was the Amir. People, when they heard his name, the kings used to shake. And many, many, many hundreds of square meters of land under his rule. And subhanAllah, wherever if there was a storm, and he shook and knocked his staff on the ground. And you know who that to his hair, and the earth would stop shaking. And he didn't have rule over human beings, but over animals and creation. Such a great ruler and Khalifa, Jalal and passion. But subhanAllah, that when somebody would come looking for him, Amir al-Mu'mineen, for difficulty, they'd see that in the corner on the dusty earth, he's got his head on a brick, on a rock, and he's lying down on the sandy, dusty earth. As Umar Farooq Radun is crying, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Allah, forgive me. Umar is bone idol, Allah, forgive me, Allah, forgive me. Allahu Akbar, hai hai. Said the Quran, do you understand? Alladhi ja'ala lakum al-arda firashan. If you become like this earth which is tender and nice, Allah says, وَالسَّمَاءَ بِنَاءً. Allah says, then what will happen? Allah then is given an example that just like the sky is high up, I will take you to the heights. like the sky is a canopy, high up, and shielding and shading. وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَخْرَجَ. Then Allah says, then, وَأَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. Just like the rain, the sky is a canopy and causes water to pour down. Allah says, my rahmah, my mercy, I will allow it to rain down upon you. Allahu Akbar. This verse of the Quran, ajeeb and beautiful understanding and meaning. I said, I won't move until I don't realize these points of the Quran. That why is Allah giving the example of the earth and the sky? And why is rain being mentioned? Subhanallah. So both points Allah has mentioned to us, for us human beings. Ya ayyuhan nas, Allah addressed us in the beginning, that either you'll be a disbeliever or a mu'min who believes, who will reject shirk. But obviously either will be a person who has no faith and he's doing shirk, or a mu'min who's doing shirk askar, or munafiq, or embrace humility, just like the earth, which is simple, humble humility. Allah says, then I will elevate you to the skies, to the heights. Allahu Akbar. وَانْزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says, and my mercy will rain down onto you in the world and thereafter. I'll make you successful and I'll bathe you in my rahmah, in my mercy. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. وَأَنْتُمْ تَعَلَمُونَ. Why don't you know? You know better, Allah says. You know better. But why don't you then understand what I'm saying? Why shaitan trapped you? Why shaitan enlisted you? What is left in this 4 days or 5 days of life? Once you were young, used to wander on the streets, used to wear nice clothes, I'm young, I'm strong. Now then you get married and your teeth start to break. And then your height, it droops a little bit, stoops a little bit. And then you're getting illnesses and tablets in your home. And you become old, so old that masjids, you can't go to the masjid. Your age is increasing. Doesn't matter how much walking you do, walking, shocking. But you will be, my son, the same. Walking, shocking will not decrease that problem. You can't become young again. Doesn't matter how much effort you put into it. Doesn't matter whatever you do, but the jolt of death will come. So brothers, now if we see he was an ill in the morning, he was walking, came on walking, shocking, talking, doesn't prevent death. When the call comes, that's it, death will come. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. You know better. So why don't you accept, why don't you implement when you know better? Why don't you accept and implement? Tonight, make it a valuable night. Come out of kufr, subhanallah. And reject shirki asgar, the minor shirk. Yes, and come out of riyah, kibar, hypocrisy, pride, and embrace the Holy Prophet sunnah and sharia, and not be with the maghdoob and the daleen. Leave those paths and come to this path. And wash your homes, clean your homes, purify your homes, take the idols out, do tawbah, repent to Allah. Allah promises, I'll make you so lofty, just like how high the sky is. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Like the earth become fertile and soft and tender. And I will elevate you to the heights of the skies and the heavens. May Allah Ta'ala to all of us give us the tawfiq to do amal on this. Wa akhru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Bismillah wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu wa s-salamu ala sayyidina muslimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina mawlana mahmudin. Nabi l-umiyyat al-rajim wa hatlu minin. Lazzayyati wa ala ba'di. Kama sallayta wa ala ibrahim wa ala ibrahim wa inna kamilu. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وصلنا وصلنا وجدنا خطونا وعبدنا كل ذلك عندنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسررت وما اعلنت وما صرت وما تعرضت به انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت يا الله تغفر بك الانفرماده يا الله تغفر بك الانفرماده يا الله تغفر بك الانفرماده امين ولا بلا الانفرماده يا الله يا الله يا الله موتك من ايمان بك الانفرماده یا اللہ ایمان کی حالت موت نصیب فرما یا اللہ مکمل کامل ایمان نصیب فرما میرے مولا نفاق سے شرک سے ریا سے کبر سے میرے مولا دور فرما دے یا اللہ تو کرم فرما دے یا اللہ تو رحم فرما دے یا اللہ ہمیں سچی توبہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہماری سچی توبہ نصیب فرما ہماری توباؤں کو قبول فرمائے میرے مولا یا اللہ ہماری زندگی کے رخوں کو بدل دے میرے مولا یا اللہ نفس و شیطان نے جو بیڑیاں ڈالی ہوئی ہمارے پاؤں میں میرے مولا ہمیں تبدیل نہیں ہونے دیتے میرے مولا قرآن کی بڑی بڑی آیتیں سنتی ہیں میرے مولا کس طرح صاف اور شفاف تو نے پیغام دیا ہے میرے مولا نیک بندے کا اور کتنے بڑے بڑے درجات تو نے دکھائے انسان توبہ کر لیتے میرے مولا یا اللہ شیطان نفس کے چنگل سے اچا دے یا اللہ ہمارا ظاہر باطن نبی کے انہوں نے سنت والا اور شریعت والا بنا دے ظاہر باطن ہمارا میرے مولا روشن فرما دے سنت اور شریعت کے ساتھ میرے مولا یا اللہ ہم جب اس دنیا سے جائیں تو بھی راضی ہو تیرا حبیب بھی راضی ہو میرے مولا Ya Allah rıza ve limmat nasip fırma. Ya Allah rıza ve limmat nasip fırma. Emine mola hamali perişani ve dur fırma. Ya Allah hamali perişani ve dur fırma. Ya Allah hamali bimarın ko şifa nasip fırma. Ya Allah hamali bimarın ko şifa nasip fırma. Ya Allah tandusti vali, iman vali, sehet vali zindagi nasip fırma. Ya Allah teri yad ke saath, ibadat ke saath, tilavat ke saath. Ya Allah Quran ki tilavat ke saath, raat aur din guzarne ki taufeeq nasip fırma. Mere mola. Ya Allah hamari pareshani ko dur farma de. Ya Allah hamari zindagi sehel farma de. Ya Allah hum bahut kamzor hain mere maula, bahut kamzor hain ya Allah. Tu bacha hame ya Allah, tu hame bacha in mushkilon se mere maula. Himmat de, taufeeq de, taqat de mere maula. Ya Allah hame nekiyan kam na farmana, zyada farma. Ya Allah hame zaleel na farmana, hame izzat naseeb farma mere maula. Ya Allah hame mehroom na farmana, hame ata farma mere maula. Ya Allah tumhari neki ke pallon ko bhari farma de mere maula. Ya Allah tu humse razi ho ja, hame dhadkaan na dena mere maula. Ya Allah tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, ya Allah tu hidayat ke raaste hum pe khol de, us pe qaim farma de, istiqamat bhi de aur chalna bhi aasan naseeb farma de. Ya Allah kisi apne Allah wale ka haath aur daman pakadne ki hame taufeeq naseeb farma. Ya Allah apne kisi Allah wale, teri mohabbat karne wale insaan ke daman pakadne ka hame taufeeq naseeb farma, us pe istiqamat naseeb farma. Maut tak hame usi raaste pe qaim farma mere maula. Ya Rahim Rahim apne habib ke sadqe se mere maula. Ya Allah auliya kabar ke sadqe se mere maula. تمہاری آج کی دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.